His check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a video you can see on CATV6, Robin Hood Radio TV, or on the CATV6 Vimeo page, the retirement of Housatonic Valley Regional High School head of custodian Kevin Whitney prompted the Region 1 Board of Education to reevaluate that position at its last meeting. During the meeting on Monday, the superintendent said she'd recommend a job change to head custodian facilities manager. Falls Village Board Representative Patricia McCare said a job description change should be made first. Board Chair Robert Whalen of Sharon said custodial positions fall under the purview of business manager Sam Herrick, but McCare maintained the job description should involve the principal and assistant principal because they're the ones familiar with the building. She also said the board's personnel committee should be involved and that when a resignation occurs, it should be a courtesy for the board to be informed. McCare said they heard about it from people in the community. Canaan Representative Doug Humes Jr. said there's definitely a need for a facilities manager. It's hard to supervise people if you're in the same union. He commented on some of the outdated conditions he's seen in the school, such as old faucets and paper towel dispensers rather than touchless faucets and hand dryers. Salisbury's Jennifer Weigel asked about cost. Vogel estimated the salary would be $10,000 to $15,000 more than the head custodian was earning. Whitney's salary was about $60,000. Whalen said he'd like to request the cost of a bid from an outside contractor be investigated. The personnel committee, comprised of Whalen, McCare, John Sanders of Cornwall, will meet again to discuss that matter. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation is awarding scholarships for the 2018-19 academic year. Scholarship applications are now available for more than $150,000 available to area students. Scholarship guidelines, requirements, and applications are available on the Community Foundation website. Scholarship applications for the 2018-19 academic year must be submitted by April 1st. The Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation serves Litchfield County with a collection of more than 270 funds from local donors. Those funds support nonprofits, profit organizations, and provide scholarships to area students. Kent residents are once again being encouraged to add a donation to the coffee fund for the town crew. First Selectman Bruce Adams announced that he's once again set up an account at the Kent Coffee and Chocolate so residents can show their appreciation for work done in the winter months by members of the town's highway department. Quoting here, most people agree that our road crew is one of the best in the area, end quote. He said that in a monthly electronic newsletter sent to town residents, further saying, please consider adding to the fund. The guys truly appreciate it. Tonight at the Scoville Library in Salisbury, there's a special presentation. World Around Us series, Is the Moon Still There When Nobody Looks? It's an introduction to quantum physics presented by Matthew Dady, who's the director of the physics program at Bard College. Once again, 6 p.m. Now tonight in Salisbury at Salisbury Town Hall at 7:30, the Board of Finance in Salisbury will have their regular meeting, once again beginning at 7:30. On the 13th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire-grown Winter's Farmers Market, locally grown and produced foods, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more, 10 till 2 on the 13th. The Scoville Library, the SML Book Group on the 13th at 2 o'clock, another Brooklyn by Jacqueline Woodson, led by Claudia Kane. Berkshire Botanical Garden's annual winter lecture marks its 21st year with an illustrated talk, The New Shade Garden, Creating Lush Oasis in the Age of Climate Change, presented by celebrated lecturer, photographer, and author Ken Drews. The event will be held Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m. at the Lenox Memorial High School, East Street in Lenox. Tickets for the lecture for the general public, $45, $35 for members of the Berkshire Botanical Garden. Discounted tickets available for groups of six or more if purchased together. More information is available at berkshirebotanical.org. Beginning on the 13th, Audubon Sharon will be hosting free bird and wildlife ID workshops from 4 o'clock every Saturday afternoon, led by environmental educator Zach Adams. Each program will be an indoor one-hour-long workshop. Each week will focus on different suites of birds, beginning with ducks. The schedule is waterfowl on January 13th, January 20th, sparrows January 27th, warblers and February 3rd, shorebirds. For more information, contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 108. January 13th, Chatham Bookstore award-winning TV news producer Jeffrey Diamond presents his second novel, Live to Tape. A conversation and question and answer will follow, a brief reading that runs from 5 till 7. On the 13th in South Egremont, Into the Woods winter fundraiser. The team who brought you Spring Awakening at the Barn at the Egremont Village Inn will present an evening of theater, drinking, food, and frivolity with a concert version of Stephen Sondheim's classic at 7:30 p.m. Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad has their pancake breakfast for the month of January coming up this Sunday. It'll be held at the Sharon Firehouse on West Main Street from 7 until 10:30 in the morning. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 16.67 to 25,369.13. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7153.57, and the S&P 500 at 2748.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.